No, it's nothing to celebrate. We need to mourn the fact that we'll have another 60 vessels decommissioned, 500 jobs, more jobs gone in fishing and coastal communities. And we have a situation where you have allowed now for so many years a situation where our precious resource of fish in our own waters, we do not allocate a fair share to our own fishing fleet. And rather than stand up and fight for them and get our fair share, we now are going to make redundant 500 people working in the industry. It's criminal, to be quite frank.
And of course, we do know that this will have a particular impact on Killybegs.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, you know, particularly the likes of Killybegs and Castletown Bear, you know, any of the major harbours, ports, all of them will be affected. And, you know, it's with the realisation, this isn't like where a factory is closing and workers are made redundant. The factory's staying open. It's just that you're replacing the workers with a different set of workers. It would never be allowed in any other sector in our economy. That's what we're allowing to happen here. And, you know, I just think it's the culmination of years of weak leadership when it comes to our fisheries in Europe. Rather than standing up for our communities, just asking for our fair share that any self-respecting country would ask for. We haven't done that, and we're actually killing, slowly killing our fishing industry.